Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And responsibilities never change. The power's never changed. No. Just today I step forth here at this facility, with this organization, I've had an opportunity to have a platform and to set a standard, and I got to continue to be the leader for this team and set that standard.
Hey, Miles, when you asked him for that trade, you said that you didn't think this team was ready to win. That's why you wanted to be traded. So how do you assess the roster as it is right now?
How do I assess it? Well, that's what mini camp and training camp is for. We assess it every single day. Seeing our guys, attack the practice field, how they come in and prepare, from day to day. And if they don't get it, you make them get it. Like I said, being that leader, setting that standard, and showing guys how it's done instead of expecting them to know it. Guys come from different places, come from college, and you gotta push them in the right direction. You gotta guide them.
But do you think this team could be better than you thought it would be?
I know they'll be better. I know we will be better.
What are your early impressions of these young quarterbacks? Obviously, we've seen them for the past couple months. Got some reps with them today. Just what are your impressions seeing them on the field in the building?
Well, oh Lord. Made out of the divine intervention. I only really saw Dylan today, as far as getting reps in this team. And he looks composed, like he's running the offense pretty well. His eyes got pretty big when I got free and I was face up on him. But all of them look pretty calm. Going through their texts and going through their calls, making the plays they need to make, not doing too much right now. And they'll have time to continue to display their talents. And it's just one day at a time. Continue to earn the trust of your coaches and your teammates, and I think they'll be able to open up the game.
Express the utmost confidence that this team will be better than you thought it was going to be. So just wondering what's kind of giving you this
one. Being here, always staying in communication with the guys, seeing how they're working, and continue to be a presence even while I'm not physically here. But I'm back and now it's time to go.
Do you have any conversations with some of the guys like Denzel and coming back after the hectic offseason and everything that happened with trade requests and everything like
For
that?
For sure. I've talked to the guys and they understand. It's a business and we love what we do and I love this team, and he understands that I was trying to do what's best for me, and after talking with him and like I said, months ago, talking with AB and Kev, what's best for me and what's best for eventually that aligned. And we looking forward to the future of this team and how we can achieve the goals that we want to.
What's your message to
help get the most out of your teammates? Everyone knows what you can do as an individual, but for you guys to get this thing on track it has to come from the players. So what can you do to help extract the very best out of your teammates?
I think the intensity and the urgency just has to take another level. Take another level up, rather. And can't expect someone else to do it on any other side of the ball or any other possession room. Got to be the leader in the entire team. And that's what's been laid out for me. Like you've said, Jimmy said it. Kevin said it. I'll take the reins and I'll be that guy.
What's the outgoing message to Nick Chubb as he starts a new chapter of his career?
I love Nick. And I think a lot of the guys who are in this locker room still feel the same way, as I do. It crushed us to see him get injured, have to battle through, and then, it happened again. So, we want the very best for him. Happy to see him still able to play, still able to do his thing. Want to see him, go back to being the player that he was and have a smile on his face, and continue to, ball out.
Were you lobbying to get him back on the roster?
Yeah. That was part of my talks with AB, a couple months ago. Asking, the situation with Nick and how that's gonna work out, and how we can get him back here, because I know he means a lot to the fans, but he means a lot to us as well in the locker room. So it's a emotional blow to not have him here, but we got to keep on moving, keep on trucking. We got some very talented backs in that room. Some young, hungry guys who have a hell of an example to watch and some shoes to fill. But he's one of the best to ever do it in the brown and orange, and we appreciate everything he's done.
You've seen him work behind the scenes like most people have. You've seen him overcome these injuries. But obviously there's going to be questions about what he looks like moving forward. What do you think his future will look like in the NFL?
I won't put any kind of parameters, expectations, or limits on his future and what he can do, because he's broken through all the ceilings that we've set for him, with the recovery from the injuries that he's had, how substantial they've been, and yet he's come back, excelled, and been able to play at a high level. It's tough enough being on an NFL roster and to come back being the guy again and toting the rock. He's special, and I hope he can continue to be that.
I know you're rooting for him, but how strange would it be to see him find success somewhere else instead of here?
I think that's strange.
Wrong way to put it. Mixed feelings, maybe?
No mixed feelings. I hope and wish the best for him. That doesn't change whether he's here or anywhere else. If we play him, I hope to punish him. But if seeing him on TV, just playing on Sundays or Mondays or whenever it is, I'm gonna be happy for him, because he's able to play this game, and that's a privilege.
Miles, they drafted Mason to give you a little help up front. Just what are your early impressions of him, and what do you think he's gonna be able to do for you?
I think he's hungry. He's pretty quiet, but
Myles Garrett speaking in Berea. Some technical things there. We hope to get them cleared up momentarily. You heard Myles not hold back. Yep, he was lobbying to get Nick Chubb back.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting that he said that.
Wanted him back. Big in the locker room.
Did he make it sound like that was part of the negotiations when he wanted to leave?
Sounded like it was something that he discussed. I mean, he said he discussed it. Seemed like he wanted him back.
Yeah, I was unsure if it was around the negotiation time for him.
I know this about pro sports. You know this about pro sports. You might want Nick Chubb back. You might bring it up in discussions with your general manager. You're not going to let another player's status keep you from signing a breathtaking contract.
Totally agree. Yeah, he couldn't. I mean, he's not going to sit there and say, I'll take less money. That's not gonna. No player's doing that.
I'm not going to take the biggest contract for a defensive player if you don't bring Nick back.
That's it. I'm leaving. See ya. Peace.
That's not the way it works.
No.
So you may want a guy back. You just may not get a guy back. That's the way that works. Browns at mandatory minicamp. We've heard from Kevin Stefanski. We'll hear from Myles Garrett. We heard Kevin talk about quarterbacks a little bit, Andy. And one thing immediately struck me. He said, Joe Flacco, fewer reps than everybody else. Okay. React to this. Mandatory minicamp. Kenny Pickett, new in the system. Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, rookies, new in the system, but rookies especially. And Flacco has been in something that looked like this system before when he was here with the Browns, and so he's getting fewer reps. That screams to me one of two things. Either in case of emergency, break glass, or they're getting all these reps now, and then when we get to training camp, it's going to change. If it doesn't change when they go to training camp, to me, that screams that Joe Flacco doesn't have a chance to be the starting quarterback of this team, because once you get to training camp.
Jeff, hate to cut you off. We have audio again. We are now heading back out to Berea for Browns defensive end, Myles Garrett.
Joe is in the building. Joe is in the house. Does that give you some excitement, comfort, whatever? How do you feel about it?
He's a calm, cool presence in the QB room, which I think you always need when you have young guys in there. And I mean, it doesn't hurt at any time, even if you have a veteran. You know, just someone to give you, you know, some sound, insightful advice, you know, to help you, you know, walk through things. That's always, you know, a great asset. So, you know, to have that in the QB room, which is the most important room in the building, that's great.
What do you think about Aaron Rodgers coming into the AFC North?
What do I think about it?
Facing twice a year.
I think it's a good opportunity to put him in the graveyard.
Appreciate it.
Mic drop.
Thank you.
That was Myles Garrett. So we went back, reconnected, short and sweet, and there you go. I'm going to go back to my Joe Flacco thought. If he is still taking fewer reps when you get to training camp, doesn't that scream he's not going to be your starting quarterback, and he is the, in case of emergency, break glass quarterback?
We now go live to Berea for Browns quarterback Shedeur Sanders.
What's good?
Now we're ready.
Oh, okay. How I feel like I played. I know every day is room for improvement in a lot of different areas in my game, so I never feel, I'll say, full. I'll say I'm always hungry. And it's a lot of aspects in football that you could get better at. It's weight room. It's knowing the plays. It's physically, it's throwing different. You can always get precise on more things. So I feel like I put in my day's work, but I know I'm far from where I want to be.
Tommy, you talked about when you first walked in the door right before rookie minicamp there to where you are now, where do you think you have grown the most?
I'd say spiritually. That's why I say I've grown the most. After draft, you know, getting closer to God and definitely talking to him consistently, having a real relationship with him, that's why I say I've grown the most at.
Shedeur, just the conversations with Joe, with Kenny, even with Dylan, just how valuable are those for you, and how much do you just, are you able to just learn from talking through things, whether it's a play or any part of the, you know, this job?
It's real fun having those guys in the room, though, because we all are quarterbacks. We all feel, you know, similar ways, but nobody, you know, always talks about it. So Joe's the old guy in the room. So I joke with Joe all the time. Every day I see him. And Kenny, he had his experiences throughout his career. Overall, so then we just share a lot of the same things. And Dylan, of course, we're the same age group, you know. Those guys are older. So me and Dylan, we're the same age group. So we just talk about our experiences, you know, just in college and everything so far.
Shedeur, what kind of jokes do you crack with Joe? It seems like you got him to smile a couple times out there during practice.
Yeah. I mean, I can't tell him all my jokes now. I can't tell you all my jokes. But, like, whenever you see him or they mic'd up or anything like that, all that stuff is real. That's real questions. But I don't know, because it'd be a spur in a moment, you know, and then, like, after that, then, okay, it's time to lock back in. Like, our minds are always consistently and constantly moving, so I honestly don't even remember what we talked about on the field, honestly.
And on that note of walking in, it seemed like right as y'all were going over to the sideline for film review, Joe was giving you some pretty detailed advice on something. What was he walking you through? Do you remember?
Just how to get through the reads quicker and those type of things. And I asked him, hey, let me know what you think, like what I need to do. So it's like he's seen it, he played it, and like that's he's a pro. You know, so it's like I'll be dumb. I'll be a fool to not get insight for somebody that had success over all the years that he had.
Hey, Shador, Coach Stefanski said that not many college quarterbacks run play action from under center anymore. Mm-hmm. Has that been – what kind of challenge has that been? Because it's a big staple of his offense.
Well, it was good that I grown up Little League and all that stuff under center, so it bring me back to Little League days. So I got a good foundation. And now I definitely am going to improve on that, but I have a good solid foundation and just prep for pro day and all that different type of stuff. Really make me more comfortable with everything. Everything in life, in any aspect, is going to be a challenge. So it's just, are you going to be the one to overcome the challenge, or are you going to let the challenge get you? So that's how I attack it, and I just want to always look the most professional as possible.
Hey, Shador, you mentioned that this is one of, if not the first time that you've been in the back of the line for reps. So how are you managing that part of the challenge?
I'm managing it real well. Yeah. Overall, it's a mentality. It's mental. It's a lot of people in certain situations in their own life, you know, that may not be at the forefront, that maybe had that at one point in time, but you got to know it's going to be bright days eventually whenever the time comes. So you just always got to be prepared, and you got to mentally take it as just the experience, you know. And anything in life, you got to go through different things so you can understand the message that, you know, God's trying to give you. So that's why everything I'm way more grateful for, just to come out here, to be able to throw the ball around and just be able to get on the field. Like, everything off the field, it is what it is, but everybody know when it's time to get on that grass, then you know who I am.
Shador,
you know?
What
was your bonus for this first offseason workout program and your first training camp? There's obviously a lot of talk about, like, well, can you be the starter as a fifth-round pick? Like, yeah. Will you make the team? Like, what is your goal when we get to, you know, September and the games are really getting played in the roster?
My goal is to be the best teammate and to be as polished as I can be. So, in every aspect, I view things as I got time. I got time to be able to grow and mature, you know, and be able to understand the ins and outs of the defenses and be able to get the good insight from the vets in the room. So I look at it as, you know, a plus. Like, I got time to actually be able to really have a great understanding. And whenever, you know, it's time for me to play, then it's time for me to play. But I'm not looking too far in the future about all that. I'm looking about every day in practice, because I had some misses out there today that, you know, we got to go in there and correct about reads getting in and out drops a little bit faster from under center. So that's the main thing. I'm focused on the small things, and over time, the big things will happen.
Shador, you mentioned yours.
This is Browns quarterback Shador Sanders speaking at mandatory minicamp.
Well, I wouldn't say now. I always know when God's talking to me. Like last night, if any of y'all see, I tweeted something, because you know, when you sleep, you're most vulnerable. So then that's when I got, like, real bad. You know, God talked to me in that time. So, and I'm able to recognize that, because before pro day, it was the same thing. So that's how I know I'm on track. You know, that's how I know I'm living in my purpose, and I understand everything happened for a reason. So I just got a message, like, that night. And I had to sleep with my flashlight on last night. I slept with my flashlight on last night because I was too scared.
Shador, to go back to the reps and maximizing the reps you're getting, and you talked about a lot of the work you do inside the building too. Just how do you think you're handling that and maximizing the chances you're getting out here by also doing work inside and after practice and things like that?
Well, that's no different than that's normal than what we grew up doing and what we've been doing at Colorado and Jackson. So I just feel like I'm back in my element. You know, it's grass, it's fresh grass. You hear the birds outside, you understand what peace is at this point in life. So, you know, I'm back in my element. I'm excited to be here.
A couple more.
Shador, are you more comfortable now?
Do you feel?
Do I look more comfortable? I look more comfortable, huh? So, yeah, of course, I feel more comfortable here, I would say. It's just a mindset, it's just an adjustment. You got to go and understand the situation that you're in and be able to approach that and get the best out of it. So life is just based on how you view different things. So you could view things as you're not getting reps in a negative way, or you could view it as, okay, when's my time to get out there? Let's be proactive and let's get warm, let's get going. So there's no excuses, because when you get out there, nobody cares how many reps you got. Whenever you get in the game, nobody cares if you took a snap before. You know, like, they care about, everybody cares about production. So that's the main thing. When you get out there, you got to be able to produce.
You mentioned talking to Joe Flacco about going through the reads quickly. And mm-hmm. like, how important do you think that?
Well, I talked to Shiloh too. Shiloh always be telling me about that.
So how important do you think that, and just playing on time, getting rid of it quickly, like, how important is that aspect of your game to transition into the NFL?
Well, I think it's extremely important. I took a lot of sacks in college, so I know how that feels on your body, I'll say. So it's definitely going through the progressions and getting comfortable and knowing the ins and outs of everything. So when you go on the field, I already have a different type of confidence by myself regardless. But now when you go out there and you know the ins and outs and everything, then it's a whole different type of confidence, you know, you go out there with. So I'm definitely getting to that point, I would say. By the time I say training camp come, then you know I'll be there.
Sure. Sure. Jory, Scott, Tony, and Mary Kay.
Jory, you work with anybody in the break between now and training camp, in particular, anybody different that you haven't worked out with before, whether it be a quarterback, trainer, and I know you have done that, but will you also maybe get together with any of these quarterbacks or any of these receivers?
Well, yeah, right now I got to focus on this walkthrough that's about to be later on, and I got practice tomorrow, so I can't mentally, I got focused on one thing at a time. I can't think about what I'm going to do for the break, where I'm going to be at, you know. So I got to be where my feet is. So I'm here right now, and I just got to focus on coming out tomorrow, having a strong day, and walkthroughs, understanding the ins and outs of it.
Shador, you mentioned God talking to you. What does that look like or feel like to you, or where were you? Like, take us through what that was like.
When?
Last night, you said.
I was in my hotel room. Yeah, I was in my hotel room. I was just talking a couple of pastors yesterday, you know, just about my purpose, just about everything here, and it's a lot of going on. It's a lot going on, I'll say, in my mind, and I understand, you know, what peace is. So that's why I know I'm going home one time. I know I'm going home, so I can just little things in life, like just feeling the wind, hearing the birds, all that different type of stuff. It's something that you value now. It's something I value, so. That was the main thing, hearing what he was saying and understanding the message of what it is that he was telling me yesterday.
All right, we're going to hear Scott and then Tony.
When you talk about staying prepared for those reps that you do get, how do you think you've done taking advantage of them? When we're out here, it seems like you've had some success throwing the ball. Do you feel like you're taking advantage of those opportunities?
Yeah, for sure. But every time the ball hit the ground, I feel a little bit of unsuccess. So you know, I don't really feel great whenever I know it's a completion on the field and I don't get to it. So that's what I'm hard on myself about, and that's what I want to make sure I always improve every day. And, you know, in football, it's always going to be good and bad. So you just clean up the bad stuff one day at a time. And after practice, I work on throws, you know, that I missed or things like that. And mentally later on, go through the film and everything. So then you could come out tomorrow and be prepared and learn from that one mistake.
Have you done any virtual reality here yet?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
What's that like?
It's cool.
You think you benefit from it?
Yeah, I can't say yes or no, because I got to spend more time on task with it. You know, everybody learns different. I'm more like an active learner, so I like seeing, I like being able to pictures, being able to walk through, like, real life type stuff. So I like it. I like it.
Sure. I heard your dad mention on a recent podcast that, you know, he's still kind of going through his health challenge.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Okay. So I'm here not to talk about pops and him. Yeah. I'm here for the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, I just, you know. My question was, though, if you don't mind answering this, do you kind of have to just, like you said, be where your feet are, and that, I'm sure that's something that would be a worry to you if you let yourself kind of think about it here. So is that something that you're trying to just
I'm focused on learning this playbook and everything I got to do to be the most successful quarterback I could be and be a best teammate I could be. Outside of that, I don't really have no thoughts or, you know, really opinions on anything outside this game.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
We good.
That's Shedeur Sanders, Browns quarterback, mandatory minicamp. Clearly a man of faith and clearly a man who wants to talk about being a quarterback of the Cleveland Browns and nothing involving anything that happened in the past or perhaps what his dad has to do right
yeah,
now.
You know, we sit here and you want to label him fifth round quarterback.
I didn't say that on purpose.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't sound like a fifth round quarterback.
He's now a quarterback for the Cleveland Browns.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, and he has competing to find a role on this team. We'll be going back to Berea. Somebody else will be stepping up eventually. And when they do, you'll hear it right here on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dylan Gabriel.
And the best competitors I've been around have been the best at being present.
Dylan, you talked to Eric Minicamp about, you know, your process of picking up a new playbook, you know, is you basically just have to go through it. How do you feel like you've gotten through it so far? It's only been a month or so, but how do you feel like that process has gone so far?
Yeah, I'd say two words, just continuous improvement, you know, and in this profession, you know, I think there's a bunch of progression and regression, but just your ability to manage that as fast as possible, I think that, you know, allows you to create improvement at a faster pace. So I just been approaching it like that, and, you know, eager to learn every single day. Just approach, you know, this like a, you know, student.
In your college career with three different teams, did you do much play action from under center?
Yeah, of course. You know, I think, you know, at one point I was the play action, you know, king, I guess. We did a lot of play action, you know, early on, but UCF. But, you know, I think, you know, that's just part of it. You'd love to use play action to your advantage. But anyway, in any sense, you got to be present in that moment for that key play and adjust. But definitely have done play action.
What's it like for you to look across and see Miles Garrett over there and know that you've got to operate with someone like that across?
Well, yeah, I think in one play, you know, you definitely see that, you know, in one of the team periods. But, you know, very happy he's on our team. But also, you know, just as a competitor, that's what you look forward to, you know, playing against the best. And, you know, him being able to be out here today, you know, and us compete, that's huge. And getting everyone back together.
Dylan, Kevin Stefanski was talking about using a line during 7-on-7 to try to help the quarterbacks feel the pocket. Have you ever done a 7-on-7 like that before you came here? And then if so, like, do you feel there's a benefit?
Yeah, I think, you know, everyone's had their way of doing it. You know, I've had tennis rackets in front of guys walking forward. I've had shoulder pad shields, 9-on-9. I've done kind of the mixture of it all, but, you know, all to find a solution to, you know, one problem. So I've done it, but, you know, love that we're doing it here.
Dylan, I feel different for you in the NFL, but do you have like a time frame where it feels like you're creating a connection with a receiver in your years in college? And have you started to feel that here at this level through
the year? Yeah, I think it's just reps, you know, and you try to maximize your reps with guys. But, you know, anytime you can get extra reps as well, you know, that's huge. But trying to balance that out with timing is key and something you need to do. But I think, you know, just from day one to this point, there's continuous improvement for sure.
So when you've had a few weeks out there now with Joe and Kenny also out there, what have you been, how's it been like working with them, I guess, and how have you picked their brains?
Yeah, I think just a diverse room, you know, diversity and experience, and you know, you just appreciate those guys, because I think what we've done as a room really well is the inability to dwell on the past. You know, we're just extremely present, and, you know, I was just curious, does anyone know how much, you know, minutes like Joe has played in the playoffs? Like, the guy's played 606 snaps. Like, this guy knows the game and has done it at a high level. So I think there's a lot of juice in the squeeze, but you got to ask the right questions. And that's what I try to approach every single day. Same with Kenny.
Did you research that on your own, that he came up with, that he had 606 snaps, or did one of the coaches mention it, or what?
Well, I'm not going to walk into a situation not know what I'm walking into. So, you know, I like to know a little bit about my teammates. And I think just in general, if you approach the game as a student, you learn every single day and you improve every single day. So that's just how I've been.
Do you get much out of virtual reality?
You know, I think there's a balance to everything. You know, you could ask me the same thing. Do I get much out of film? Do I get much out of walkthroughs? I think for any player, you got to find what works for you. And for me, I've loved the balance of a lot of things. You know, walkthroughs are key for muscle memory and being able to visualize. I think film helps you get clear pictures defensively, but also, you know, see different looks in a certain concept. And I think virtual reality kind of, you know, goes in that boat as well. So I would say I've used it before. I've used it, you know, as much as I can, but also film, walkthroughs, and just talking ball. So it's kind of a mix of everything.
This is Browns quarterback Dylan Gabriel speaking at Browns minicamp in Berea.
Yeah, I think just being able to adapt as quick as possible. You know, I think that's a challenge for anyone. There's a time within that you have to work through. But I think just I go back to being present, you know, and not being able to, you know, dwell on a regression or get too high with a progression, you know, and being just even keel throughout that. So I've been trying to just stay balanced in that way. But every single day there's something to get better at. So just approaching it that way for sure.
Yeah, all good. When you talk about there's always something to get better at, when you're going through the 7-on-7 and 11-on-7, 11-on-11, at this stage, how do you measure success?
You love to stay process-driven. You know, I think for a lot of people, you know, it's a results-based business, so let's not get that wrong, but you have to have a process behind it to be able to create consistent results. And, you know, I think whether it's a microwave mentality or, you know, that Amazon lifestyle of wanting it right away, sometimes it's just not the case. So being able to have a process, stick to it, continue to listen to your coaches, you know, and try to get better that way. That's what I want to do. I want to build a solid foundation so that, you know, you're banking on the process and then allowing that to have, you know, consistent results.
Dylan, you mentioned the importance of asking good questions to be able to fully get the most out of Kenny and Joe's experience. What are some of the questions you've asked and what are their answers in those situations?
Yeah, I think for the most part, it's more so their experiences, guys, because I think that's when you're able to just connect the most, you know, in an authentic way. And for me, I just ask myself, like, have I been my most authentic self today? And that's through just asking real questions that they got real answers to.
Can you give us an example of just one of those conversations so we could paint a picture?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, when we talk through a certain concept, couldn't give you the name, but, you know, if you think conceptually about a play, it could truly, the intent of play could change just based on how you think of it. And we had a play this you know, off season of, you know, maybe if it's man or zone, you play it this way, you see it this way, but a footwork, you know, your eyes starting somewhere could change the whole play. So appreciate, you know, Joe and Kenny for their perspective on that.
Dylan, it looks like they are heaping a lot on your plate, not only to get you ready to play, but also to kind of figure out what works or what might not work as they're putting this whole new scheme together.
Yep.
So I'm just wondering, you know, how do you find that to be where you are kind of having to take some of the heat or the brunt of figuring out this offense while you're also learning it?
Yeah, that's the challenge, right? But as a competitor, you walk into that challenge and face it head on. That's what you appreciate about the game, too. And, you know, I think everyone in this game sees themselves as starters, and that belief of self is why a lot of guys are in the NFL. So you just continue to improve, continue to challenge yourself, and not a lot of people love it, but failure creates growth. Yet we live in a, you know, production-based business, so it's hard for people to understand that balance.
A couple more. Have you ever had a teammate as big as Juwan Jones?
Say that again.
Have you ever had a teammate as big as Juwan Jones?
I have. Paul Rubelt, 6'11", tackle. So, I've luckily been able to play with three first-round tackles. Seen 6'11 Germany tackles. So, you know, Juwan's just adding to the repertoire of diversity. So I'm appreciative of that.
What did that guy, the 6'11 guy, what did he weigh?
Gosh, I couldn't tell you. I wasn't with him when he'd hop on the scale, but I hope a good weight, you know.
How do you balance trying to stay process-driven with thinking about winning the starting job and maybe evaluating yourself versus the other three guys?
Yeah, I think for many people that's tough, you know, and I'll go back to, like, failure creates growth, but we are in a production-based business, so it's hard for people to balance that. And for me, you know, I just continue to stick to the process. You know, and try to create completions, try to be understanding of the situation. But also, you know, I have belief in myself, you know, and everyone at this level does as well. That's why they're here. But for the most part, you know, how can you create value right away today and be the best? And I keep going back to it, but the best competitors are the best at staying present. So my ability to just be right where my feet are, be with you and, you know, be as honest as I can. That's all I can do.
How'd that ball to the corner of the end zone and Jamari Thrash feel?
Felt good. You know, I think Jamari's just, you know, a talented individual, but just how smart he is and understanding maybe a man-beating play, but to be able to create leverage and win in zone coverage, it allows it, you know, to be a lot easier on my end, and then him making a, you know, outstanding catch. So He's great in the time I've been around him, and look forward to continuing that.
Dylan, you mentioned learning from Kenny and Joe. How involved is Deshaun behind the scenes, and what have you picked up from him?
Great question. You know, he's been a guy I've connected with as well, you know, and he's actually a guy I sit by in, you know, our O-line meetings, even in our, you know, offensive unit meetings. So just being able to be around him and, you know, nudge him and ask a question, you know, whether it's for confirmation or his thought. But also when we're talking through concepts, I think it's super cool that we do have five guys in the room that kind of can speak to their own experience. And even Deshaun this morning, you know, talking through a concept and kind of how he sees it in the red area. And, you know, I even go back, that's, it can change the play, you know, in a big way, just how you think of it. So, you know, appreciate him a bunch too, just sharing all his knowledge.
Then what is, you mentioned the phrase Amazon lifestyle like that. What does that mean?
Yeah, Amazon lifestyle is like, and I don't mean Amazon in the jungle. I mean Amazon, like, right. Amazon Prime, you know? Right. You get on your phone and you order it, it's there to you right away. Well, and I'm not saying we should wait 7 days, right? But I'm just saying sometimes there's some work, you know, within that, or a microwave, just heating your food up in 30 seconds rather than cutting it up, seeing the process of it. You know, I think throughout that journey, it's a lot more rewardable and you learn more through that.
When you're not,
this is the last one.
When you're not taking reps and you're watching, what are you looking for the most? Like, what are you focusing on?
Yeah, I think you want to take as much mental reps as you can, and you want to work through the footwork and try to play through the progression yourself. But within that too, within a practice, you know, whether it's conversations with, you know, Coach Musgrave or, you know, any quarterback back there and say, hey, how'd you see this? I think there's a balance of, you know, discussion, but also a mental rep. So I try to manage it that way.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
That's Dylan Gabriel, who sounds like he was a starting quarterback at big-time college programs for 6 years. Also sounds like a guy who's pretty serious about finding a job, doesn't he?
Yes.
More. We'll discuss what he had to say, what Shedeur Sanders had to say in moments here on Baskin and Phelps.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.